Lehigh Valley Art Salon. My name is Charles James. Tonight's show is an annual preview of Music Fest, which WDIY has provided for decades. What's been billed as the largest free music festival in the country has had to reinvent itself this year due to the COVID crisis. Tonight we will discuss what that means and listen to some of the performers that will be included in this year's virtual festival. My guests tonight to discuss Virtual Music Fest 2020 are Ann Sturm, who's a senior talent buyer and executive director of Levitt Pavilion, and Mark Demko, senior director of communication. Welcome to Lehigh Valley Art Salon, Ann.
Thank you so much, Charles. We're happy to be here.
When Googling Music Fest 2020, the first word that came up is canceled. But then the next hit in the Google search notes another site and says 80 virtual and live television performance Virtual Music Fest 2020, July 31st through August 9th, which is refreshing. How will the 80 performances be taking place this year during the festival?
There are going to be over 80 different performances between July 31 and August 9th. At least 50 of them will be streamed directly to musicfest.org, and it'll be made up of a collection of amazing nationally touring musicians, a lot of which who were going to be performing in person at Music Fest if it did happen in a traditional way. There's also each day Martin Guitar artist that was actually specially curated by Martin Guitar. So that will also be an added part of our festival. And then in addition to the 50 streamed nationally touring groups, there's another 40 full bands that will be performing live in the Service Electric studio that will be broadcasted out to cable TV, but also you'll be able to watch those shows on musicfest.org as well. So anyone can see all 80 performances, 80 plus performances that are taking place at Virtual Music Fest this year.
It sounds like quite an undertaking and a lot of work being put in to figure out how to do it and to pull this off again this year. With the festival starting in less than 2 weeks from now, does it appear that any in-person shows will be happening at ArtsQuest during Music Fest?
Actually, yes. We haven't announced it just yet, but we will be hosting some live music to accompany our outdoor dining at Steel Stack. It'll be 5 of the 10 days of the festival, the first weekend and the second weekend. And the performances will include the Uptown Band, a Bruce Springsteen tribute, the Craig Thatcher Band, Hector Rosado Orchestra, and Danielle Ponder. So they will be live in-person shows at our Town Square stage on campus for the Steel Stacks outdoor dining.
Are those performances require reservations in advance?
Yes, those are ticketed shows. You will need to reserve your table in advance for both the Town Square, but there will also be socially distanced squares on the Levitt Lawn if you would like to just bring a blanket and a lawn chair and enjoy the music on the lawn for a lesser price ticket.
Okay, so there's a fee for both of those and two options. We're going to preview tonight a lot of the performances that are happening, and we can't get through all 80 in the short period of time, but we will get through maybe about 10 or so. Let's start out with listening to something from the Reverend Horton Heat, who is beginning to make a few live performances.
Let me teach you how to eat. Let me teach you how to eat. How to marinate the meat. Let me teach you how to eat. It's a culinary treat. Let me teach you how to eat. Let me teach you how to bake. Let me teach you how to bake. How to grill a strip steak. Let me teach you how to bake. Let me teach you how to bake.
Oh, yes. Reverend Horton Heat, known as basically the godfather of modern rockabilly. We're really thrilled to be working with them, this trio, for the festival. They formed in 1985. They have a great blend of country, surf rock, punk, big band, swing, and rockabilly. And some of their lyrics are pretty funny, too.
Is this their first time at Music Fest?
It's their first time at Music Fest, although they have performed in the Music Fest Cafe back in 2014.
Another person performing that opening night will be local folk legend Dave Fry, who released a new album, Troubadour, in 2018.
Yes, and this is one of our favorite Lehigh Valley musicians. He's been professionally touring for 50 years now, known for his awesome personality on the stage. And he's also performed at almost every single music fest since 1984.
That's amazing for the 36 years that this has been happening.
Ten men in black hats get together one night. Time to get the whole damn thing while the getting's right. Ten men in the black hats in a shack on the edge of town. You might think I'm crazy, that's where the deal went down.
Andrew Weiner of Low Cut Connie stopped in our studios at WDIY in past years when he was performing, and he puts on a highly charged show with the group at Music Fest, and he's scheduled to be Saturday, August 1st.
So Adam Weiner, so much fun. So frontman of growing Philadelphia rock band, it quickly has become one of Philadelphia's most popular bands right now. Once the COVID pandemic hit, he was really one of the first artists who quickly transitioned into virtual performances. He curates his own Thursday and Saturday night show online called Tough Cookies. And so he's really developed his own kind of identity during this pandemic. We're excited to have him for Virtual Music Fest.
I heard a lot about him for a couple of years before I got to see them. Just a great performer.
Oh!
First was the first time I had a chance to see live music in 3 months. It was outdoors and up at behind a place called The Colony in Woodstock, and it meant a lot to us to see live music again. Are there performances of any kind that are going on now at Arts Quest?
We do have live music on our town square stage accompanying our outdoor dining Wednesday through Saturdays. We started the first week of July. It's been going really well. Great outdoor seating, very much socially distanced from each table, so it's a great, comfortable setting. And we've had groups like Hector Rosado, Craig Thatcher Trio, Billy Bauer, Country Band, Cold Spring Union, Bluegrass Group, Swamp Guard, and a few other great acts on the town square.
So have they been pretty well attended?
Yes, it has been.
And are you setting up seating the same way there, that you can have a lesser price seat out on the lawn, or is it just the seating at the town square?
The shows that will be taking place during Music Fest, that will include seating for town square and Levitt, but the town square shows with the outdoor dining taking place regularly outside of Music Fest, that will just be town square reservations.
So regarding some of the other performers that are coming, Katie Tunstall is coming.
Yes, one of our headliners and one of the first artists we announced for Virtual Music Fest, known for her smash Grammy-nominated song, Black Horse and the Cherry Tree. She's fantastic, and she puts on an unforgettable show, so we're excited for that one.
Ooh-hoo. 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 Well, my heart knows it better than I know myself, so I'm gonna let it do all the talking. Ooh-hoo. Ooh-hoo. I came across a place in the middle of nowhere with a big black horse and a cherry tree. Ooh-hoo. Ooh-hoo. I felt a little fear upon my back. I said, don't look back, just keep on walking. Ooh-hoo. Ooh-hoo. When the big black horse said, look this way, he said, hey, but I said no, 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 no. I said no, no, you're not the one for me.
then you have jazz artists Rez Abbasi and Kiran Ahluwalia. And we've been playing Rez Abbasi on our jazz programs and some world music shows at WDIY. And he's considered one of the top 10 guitarists, according to Downbeat Critics Poll.
This duo is amazing. And they are a real-life couple and world music duo that travels all around the world. One of Indian origin, the other Pakistani, and they perform love and breakup songs. They mix like Indian rhythms with West African bluesy riffs, and Kiran's voice is gorgeous. So I'm excited for everyone to hear them both.
Trio coming to town also, or at least virtually.
Kat Wright's been to our campus a few times, and she is just incredible. Her voice is insane. Based out of Vermont, and we're excited to have her again.
It's all about you. It's all about you. All the time, all these things that I do. It's all about you, it's all about you. All the time, all these things that I do. It's all about you, it's all about you. All the time, all these things that I do. It's all about you, it's all about you. All the time, wake up in the morning, get to work on time. Get home in the evening, I'm ready to shine. I do this every day night.
You know, I saw Rusted Root a number of years back at Music Fest Cafe, and I see that you also have Michael Klubicki from Rusted Root as one of these feature performances that will be happening too.
This is another one of our headlines. We'll hear some Rusted Root hits, but we'll also hear a lot of Michael Glubicki's solo work that he's been up to the past couple of years. So that'll be another great show.
Now, was he somebody that was active with online performances just like Adam Wiener of Low Cut Connie after the COVID crisis hit?
He has been active with online shows.
Was that one of the ways that you were able to kind of research who might be available, was to go back through people that you consider bringing back and then trying to just basically see what they're doing online and see what their website said? I mean, how did your research take place?
One of the many variables we would look at as we were booking this year was checking out their social media sites, not only Facebook and Instagram, but YouTube is also a very active way artists are presenting some of their stuff, but also Twitch and Snapchat and TikTok. I mean, there's all these different social media outlets that artists are using, and Instagram TV is a big one as well. So we have been keeping touch with artist sites like that.
All right. Well, here's some music from Rusted Root.
Tell you to run. On the way. On the way. And move it to see, move it to young. Well, pick me up with golden hand. On the sail. On the tell you to run. On the way. On the way. And move it to see, move it to young. I would like to hold my
Alexis P. Suter Band is also featured. You have a strong list of blues performers, and she's one of those. Little Ed and the Blues Imperials, also Robert Randolph. So you have a few great performers that have been featured at blues festivals and have been in the area a few times in the past.
Robert Randolph, Little Ed and the Blues Imperials, Alexis P. Suter Band, they're all just incredible blues artists. And Robert Randolph, not from far away, based out in New Jersey. Little Ed, famously known for his Chicago blues. And we're excited to have Alexis P. Suter back. She grew up in the music scene in Woodstock, New York, and then quickly thereafter just started touring all over at different festivals. So it'll be great to have her back at Steel Stacks.
Let's ride. Oh, I'm ready. Little black rider, tell the world I do. Little black rider, tell the world I do. I'd do anything, baby, just to get with you. The world holds your secret, and I think I do you. The world holds your secret, and I think I do you. Open up, sweet daddy, oh, let big mama through. Let me through, come on.
And then you have an Irish rock band called The Muckers.
Based out of Atlanta, they blend different influences of gypsy music, country, rockabilly, Celtic. They blend a lot of different types of genres. It's a great group. They are uplifting, and that'll be a great show.
1, 2, 3, 4.
Well, the kids are all wrapped up and ready to go. They're ready to go now. They got their scallions and kilts, and they're going to rerun Tato. But she just couldn't stay. She had to break away. Yeah, Atlanta's really got it all. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Well, Saoirse is a folk rocker. Saoirse is a folk rocker. Saoirse is a folk rocker now. Well, she's a
up at Music Fest Cafe. You have scheduled a lot of great shows, and some I see were postponed, but many are still shown on the calendar, like the Mountain Goats and Johnny Lang, Dawn of the Buffalo, Asleep at the Wheel. How far in advance are these scheduled shows being confirmed that they will continue or be canceled or postponed? That must be a challenge.
Yeah, it is challenging, and none of us know what's going to be happening even in the next 6 to 12 months. So right now, most tours going out, they're not even considering the rest of 2020, not even looking at fall or winter. And shows that we've been having on the books or that we've already booked, a lot of them are postponing 2 to 3 times and going into more of the mid-year of 2021 or even later. So there are a lot of shows we've postponed twice already, and we hope that nothing will be postponed a third time. But the safety of our audience is always going to be the most important factor.
Mark, how else is Music Fest reinventing itself during its 10 days this year, particularly at the ArtsQuest Steel Stacks campus?
The whole world changed during the middle of March as the COVID pandemic set in. And essentially, we closed all of our buildings when the state mandated the shutdowns in our region and put a halt on all of our programming. But we have an incredibly talented staff that went from presenting in-person programming to creating a wide variety of virtual programming through our ArtsQuest at Home website. We probably presented more than 500 art classes, videos, and live streaming concerts over the past several months. And they gave us the realized we could come up with something really creative for Music Fest this year. And that's how we started to lay the groundwork for a virtual Music Fest when we knew we would not be able to do a large-scale in-person event this year. You know, obviously, safety of everyone from our artists and our performers to our volunteers, our patrons, and our staff is paramount. So we've been focusing on developing a lot of virtual programming. But as we've gone through the summer, we've started to add in select in-person programming at the SteelStacks campus. For example, we did a small outdoor dining experience for July 4th where people were able to come out following all social distancing and safety guidelines and regulations, enjoy outdoor dining, and watch the City of Bethlehem's fireworks display. And so now we're working on some of those elements for in-person during Music Fest as well.
With the launch of Together We Will Fest Again campaign, you've invited the community to help with donations and contributions. Could you tell us just a little bit about that?
Absolutely. You know, I mentioned that we've been closed since mid-March. Essentially, we were not able to present any programming for our community from around March 16th through the beginning of July. You know, all arts organizations, especially those that present live events, have been hit pretty hard during the pandemic, as have a number of businesses and industries during this crisis. But for us, we wanted to continue to engage our community, and that's how we started with the Arts Quest at Home programming and moved towards Virtual Music Fest. But our goal is, we presented 36 Music Fests so far. We want to come out strong on the other end of this so we can present at least 36 more for our community. We started a giving campaign for people who are interested in supporting our nonprofit, local artists, and Music Fest, not only this year, but for future years, with the Together We'll Fest campaign. People can go online and make donations at various levels if they're able to give. And we have some great exclusive merchandise and thank yous that people will get depending on the level they contribute at, including a special collector's Music Fest mug and a special Virtual Music Fest t-shirt. So far, we've seen great support from the community across the board. And if I could add, we've been very fortunate in that one of the big reasons we've been able to even present Music Fest at all this year is thanks to approximately 40 corporate partners and our 3,300 supporting Arts Quest members. When things started to change due to the pandemic, we were reaching out to some of our supporters and finding out how they were doing with their families and businesses. And what we found is they really wanted to know how Arts Quest was doing and what they could do to help. That's been very touching and very heartwarming. So we're going to be promoting Together We'll Fest Again throughout Music Fest this year. And hopefully the community, just as it has always done, will continue to support us and support the musicians. And hopefully we'll come out strong on the other end.
Well, Mark Demko and Ann Sturm of Arts Quest Music Fest in Levitt Pavilion, thanks for being my guest tonight on WDIY's Lehigh Valley Arts Salon.